What's up, ladies and gentlemen? The Podfather Nate here from the Journey into Comics podcast, the flagship show of the Journey into Comics Network. I just want to make sure you guys know you can tune in every single Monday for a brand new episode of our show, where if it's comic book related, we've got you covered.
The following
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
It's a Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Network.
Network. Network.
Network.
Network.
Network.
Production.
Production.
Greetings, adventurers!
Are you looking for adventure beyond your wildest imagination?
Look to delve into dungeons to reveal secrets beyond the realm where the mind can wander.
To face unspeakable horrors.
To battle unimaginable demons.
To claim glory and honor.
Join us in a new podcasting adventure where we will journey far and wide to worlds,
planets,
territories,
dungeons. I'm Nick.
I'm Dave.
And this is Dungeons with Dudes.
And we're back for another episode of Dungeons with Dudes. Oh, God. Ice Core.
Oh, this is going to be a particularly fun fiasco.
It's
going to
be something.
It is. I'm very excited.
I am too.
I am your host, Nick Maxson. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Dave Linder.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Good.
I'm very, very excited for this.
How's it going over here?
It looks good.
Looking good.
We got Zach Davidson and Austin Hill with us today.
Hello,
fellas.
How you doing?
Ready to join the fracas?
I'm still trying to center my voice for this character.
We just had to do some extensive testing for that voice. Right when we started. It's gonna be lots of sounds coming on this episode. We're gonna do another fiasco.
Because we love fiasco.
We really love fiasco.
It's
this
so
is
much
our
homebrew?
Sixth.
It's like fourth or fifth, I think.
Because we've done some that weren't recorded, or at least.
Oh
one.
Yeah, that's true. This might be our closer six.
But yes, as Austin said, this is our first homebrew fiasco. Dave and I did the brunt of the work, but we had some help from Austin was over here yesterday, and Brett helped us out.
Several sources.
But we're doing a... We said Lafayette-centric, but it's kind of more like our music scene-centric, I guess.
Yeah.
Music-centric?
Yeah, it's... So it's locally based. If you have hung out with the Doom Room, Lafayette Metal crew, there's lots of references that are going to be out there.
A lot of references.
But
even
we're
some
not,
of the outhouse guys.
Yeah, this is so... So what we've got here is it seems like the Lafayette crew is feeling squirrely again. And it's looking like they're coming to Harvest Fest for some blood. Or, you know, whipped cream. They're coming. Yeah, it's gonna get greasy.
Send it for the tunes, man.
We're standing in front of the fire and get threatened to be thrown into it again.
There's lots of there's been an ongoing feud. It's simmered in recent months, but Doom Room, Outhouse Crew have had their differences in the past. But something tells me that it can be a bit of a fiasco at Harvest Fest.
And Harvest Fest is one of the Outhouse's big events.
I don't know. Fiasco.
He said it.
He said
the name
of the game.
We'll do a quick introduction of characters. I'm going to be playing the ever notorious Johnny Joe Bona! I am one of the two lead vocalists for the greatest rock band in the world, baby! Bona Joe 6! Oh, God!
It's going to be real loud.
And I don't know what's coming. We're coming back from Hob this year. That's all I got. That's all I got. Johnny, he's got a, we'll say, shady relationship. Or maybe he's done some some things that shouldn't be said in the light of day with Zach's character.
Yeah, I am playing just a Doom guy. Just Doom dude.
You don't have a name? Doom, just the Doom dude?
Can we call you dude?
You can just call me the dude.
Just the dude?
The dude.
Cool.
Just the dude. Not
someone that shows up a whole bunch. Yeah, someone shows up to a whole bunch of shows just there.
You could be that guy.
Be that guy, that dude. Well, it's kind of universal. I have multiple aliases.
All of which are very generic.
And I just, yeah, super generic. Let's go to a bunch of shows. Go to a bunch of shows with Dave's character, because we are show bros.
The government's a lie. Just eat tacos. Sup? I'm Dave fucking Chips. What the fuck is going on?
Welcome to the fracas.
We're going to fucking tear up the goddamn Harvest Fest and eat pizza off my body.
But is that a promise?
You know it.
Yes.
This is going to be a weird stretch for me. I don't know who this Dave Chips guy is.
It's he's not nearly as drunk as he usually is.
No. Yet. Dave has this fucking relationship with this fucking weird ass clown dude. I don't know. Nothing matters anyways. But we may have touched.
I enjoyed that kiss. Did you?
We may have touched lips once or twice. I don't really remember.
I will say I tasted your tongue.
It's weird, man.
You boys need to get a room.
Ow! Oh, I like voyeurs.
That's my character. That's Dave Chips.
I like Dave Chips.
I'm Beelzebub Bubbles. I am probably the worst clown you'll ever meet.
Yeah, you sold
Kill
me.
Yourself.
I'm scared.
This is gonna be a weird one, guys.
Alright, so
I'm currently in character.
I'm halfway in character.
I'm trying hard to stay in character, but I need to inebriate at some point.
All right, so who wants to start us off?
We're all like, silence.
All right,
I'll start us off.
You're gonna start us off.
Start us off.
You're gonna start us off.
Dude, all right. Beelzebub is gonna have a scene with Johnny Joe Boner. All right, now Johnny. This little thing we started with the outhouse has gone a little dry.
What? What are we doing? What are we doing in this dark-ass, nasty-ass warehouse? What are we doing here? I said I was thirsty. I said I was thirsty. I come here, you got a dirty glass of water. I wanted to go to the bar. I wanted to get myself, what's that little, it's like a pink drink. You just chug it real quick. You never buy it for yourself. It's always one of your friends buying it for you.
Oh, that fireball.
Oh, no. No.
Here, just take this acid. It'll be all right.
No. No. Oh, God.
Oh, Johnny Joe, did you bring that powder?
You can't look at me when I'm doing this. You can't look. No, I don't care. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God, I score! Oh, okay.
It's good stuff. You know I work better in a good world.
Okay. Well, I still got my buzz going on. Harvest Fest, it's coming up. And it's about time for another one of our, should I say, tricks?
Tricks. I got tricks. I got all kinds of tricks. I'm a clown.
We got some treats, oh God! So who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be this time? Is it gonna be the big one? Or maybe the little snobby one with all the fucking video game tattoos on? Which one are we gonna get this time?
The snobby one. I got plans for the big one.
Ooh.
Big one's gonna be in my back pocket when I'm done.
Oh God! Oh God! Alright, so we're getting, think it's about time to make another one of those outhouse boys disappear. What do you think?
I'll leave that to you, Johnny.
I know just who to call.
That's insane. Alright.
That was very creepy.
This is already starting real fucking weird.
Okay.
Austin's character reminds me, you guys ever watched The Mighty Boosh? No. Have you ever seen The Spirit of Jazz? The Jazz? No. Spirit of Dad, open inside you, wearing you like a glove.
Nice.
I was trying to, like, have you seen The Departed?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really creepy, just...
Yeah, he was very creepy.
It's good. Now we have to decide whether this goes well or bad for the clown?
I feel like it went pretty well for
Yeah, Beelzebub. I think it went bad.
Yeah,
I agree. It didn't go bad.
This is a good one.
He did drugs with Johnny Joe.
Well, did something.
Did something.
I don't know what it was.
We don't do drugs on this podcast.
No, we do not endorse drug usage. They were
don't do drugs.
No.
So, have we decided this is before Harvest Fest?
We're not actually at Harvest Fest, I don't think. I think we decided that we're kind of... We're planning it.
It's coming up. We're not quite there yet.
Beelzebub called Johnny Joe to meet him somewhere, and Johnny Joe thought it was a bar, and it was not.
In that case, Dave Linder will have to meet with his pal, dude, to discuss the show.
That's what we do. That's what we always do.
Yeah. I'm keeping the shirt off still.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Dave? How you doing?
You know, man, living the dream.
Yeah, show coming up. Harvest Fest is real not far away.
I know, man. I was gonna hit you up, see if you're going. We're going, right?
Yeah, of course. We always go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can you drive? I'm a little low on green.
I got you. Anything for a pal.
I appreciate it, man.
Maybe
I'll get you back. Don't worry, I'll get you back.
A couple times in the future. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be crazy.
It's always crazy, man. Those outhouse guys are weird.
Did we ever figure out what happened to the other guy?
Which guy?
Wasn't there one that just disappeared, you know?
What? Who disappeared? What do you mean?
Anyway, I'll see you at the show.
All right, dude. I'm going to go home.
I'll see you there.
Scene.
Okay.
That was super awkward. That was all like, hey, bro.
You guys only had to play yourselves. It made it weird.
That's the point.
I actually get a role playing award. Yeah. That was awkward. Exactly how I am.
Goodness.
But you did get a ride.
I got a ride to Harvest Fest.
You did fine. Yeah. You did fine.
You can say that went good for Dave because he got what he wanted.
He did. Good job.
Cool.
I'm going to make sure his buddy's going, and he got it right there.
Got a little awkward there for a second, but he got what we came for, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to say this is like parallel universe Dave Linder and Dave Chips.
Okay.
It's not exactly.
That's fair. That's fine. Yeah.
Alternate dimension. Well, it's my turn, right?
Yep.
I think Joe Bon Jovi and I are going to have a conversation this
Johnny one.
Johnny
Joe?
Yep.
For those of you listening, you just put on the glasses. It's getting real.
The glasses are on. Oh, hey, dude.
Oh, how's it going, Sam?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Harvest Fest coming up, you know.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, oh, God.
Oh, but I just did.
So you're coming, right?
Of course. We have plans.
Good.
Don't we?
Because we got to get down to business.
You got me. You're always getting me.
Anyway. I hate asking again. I hate asking again because I feel like I'm always asking you to help me.
Stop right there. I'm in.
Didn't even have to ask him to help me make another guy disappear.
Oh, no.
Ooh, we probably should be talking about that too loud. We're sitting in the middle of this bar. Yeah. Hey. Waitress! Send some more drinks down this way, why don't you?
And some shots!
I like those shots. So Harvest Fest, I gotta need you to bring the thing.
The thing?
The thing that we use.
I got you.
To make the things happen to the people. You know.
Dots are connecting. Yes. You know, yeah.
We gotta make someone disappear.
I don't know.
Magic trick. Like a magic trick.
Oh! Ha. It is magic,
you know. Jesus. Never believe it, not so. Some drinks, yeah. Oh, we made so much money over that one. All right, I'll see you. All right, I gotta get out of here. The chopper's waiting.
Chopper. Oh. Okay.
I don't even know how to judge that one. What was Zach doing?
My ears are bleeding. What was Zach doing?
He's coming to make plans.
He came and made plans.
He did make plans. I guess that went well.
Okay.
You guys got drinks.
Yeah.
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 Take a good day.
Setting up the plans and setting up plans on inside of plans.
Plans on plans.
Planception.
Now we got. We're back to
Giant Joe.
Giant Joe. Yes. I think he's gonna go full Nick Fury, and he's gonna try to assemble the rest of the cast. So I'm gonna go to a show going on in Lafayette, and I'm gonna catch Dave Chips right after his set.
Oh God! All right. I don't need to get sweaty real quick.
Quick, run around the house. You're
probably oiled up.
It's just gonna take once. I'm gonna start to sweat now. What? What?
No, no, that was an excellent set. Oh God, set new high score. Oh,
oh, what the fuck's up, Johnny?
No, I came here just to see you. Here, hey, I know you're busy. I know you're busy. Come on over here for a second.
Mike can handle his own shit. It's
come on over here for a second.
All right, man, I gotta ask you a really serious question.
The fuck?
Yeah, you thought I was being serious?
What the fuck, man? Life is meaningless. What are you doing?
Sissing look on your face. On your face. Anyway. Harvest desk coming.
Yeah, it's coming up, man.
And and I'm working on, and I got this thing that I need to get done. And there's only one man for the job to help John and Joe.
What's the fucking job, man?
We're moving back in. Outhouse is going down. I'm reviving the old feud. And this time, we're taking Maddie down for good.
Which one's Maddie?
He's the one with the fucking the video game tattoos. He's got fucking Mario flying on his leg or something.
Yeah. I had a taco with that guy once.
He's got a weird little beard.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Weird beard.
Existence is pain. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, I know a thing or two about pain. Let me tell you. What? Anyway, next weekend, Harvest Fest. We're getting the team together, and the outhouse is going down.
Well, you know you can count me in.
Get it, Johnny Joe, coming at you.
The Mega Powers.
Number one hit of the summer. That's it.
All right.
Well, okay.
That was good.
That went well for you. Probably not for Dave Chips.
We've got quite the crew assembled for this mission. That's very, very vague.
Very vague.
Bring the thing to help people disappear. What is that?
All right.
Okay.
I like it better when you don't know what it is.
I know.
The suspense.
I keep forgetting that I have a sidekick. I'm gonna work him in.
Oh yeah.
Didn't you just tell Mike he could handle his own stuff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't Mike's not my sidekick.
Oh, your sidekick's Tyler.
Yeah, it's Tyler. Don't worry, I'll work it.
Alright. So, we're at Austin, Mr.
Beelzebubbles is gonna show up right after Johnny Joe leaves. So right after Johnny Joe leaves, here comes Beelzebubbles right up behind Dave Chips.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
And he slinks his arms around the back of his neck and holds him close real quick. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
The fuck, dude? Smell like that. Fucking whiskey and Coke, dude. What the fuck?
Oh, the best thing's a smell.
I don't know if Coke has a smell. I don't know. Tacos are good.
Mmm. Are good.
What the fuck you want, man? What the fuck you want, dude?
I heard you're gonna give you a Harvest Fest.
Maybe. Are you gonna be there?
You know I'll be there if you're there.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna fucking make it then. I think IHOP's got a 2-for-1 deal.
IHOP's
it's gonna be down. All day.
IHOP's no longer 24 hours, sir.
What?
I might have had a hand in that.
The fuck, dude? Stay out of my goddamn life! Now you're fucking with, you're making out, man. You're fucking up my pancakes. What the fuck?
Hey, you kissed me. I just went with it.
That's not how it fucking went down, man. But anyways, I still, yeah, Harvest Fest.
I still taste your tongue.
Okay.
Just be at Harvest Fest.
Why?
You just walked away.
Wow.
Wow.
That was uncomfortable.
This is a very uncomfortable episode.
And I thought I set the bar with being awkward.
You know, it says something about us that we're more uncomfortable playing characters similar to our own selves.
Yeah.
Other than, like, you know, cowboys or orcs.
Oh, samurai.
Okay. I mean,
I was going to really set the embarrassment in.
I think you were very successful in creeping the fuck out of Dave.
Creeping Dave out?
Yeah.
Dave Chips out?
Success.
I agree.
Success.
No. All right. My scene. All right, so is this the week? So we're not quite on the tilt yet.
Nope.
So this is still like the week before.
Maybe leading up to, yeah.
Leading up to.
A couple days before. I'm
trying to think what I have a scene with then. I already had it with Johnny. No. It's Austin.
Just looks at Austin. Nope,
he is not going to go find that guy.
Nope. I love that for now.
I'm going to go to my friend, dude.
Insert name.
Hey, your dude friend?
Yeah, my dude friend. This is after the chip show that went terrible. Because it does.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Not too bad. That was a good show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, I'm just kidding. It was a great show. I was there, of course. I'm always there. I had plenty of chips. So
good. That's what we expect. Yep.
So
we're terrible though. So
yeah. So we're gonna meet at my place. When are you? Am I gonna pick you up for this show?
I mean, yeah. If you want to, my house is on the way.
Yeah. Okay.
We meet up about insert time here.
Like, yeah, sounds great. Yeah. So, what you in the neighborhood for?
I don't know if you remember, but there's this weird ass clown that occasionally shows up.
Yeah, he kind of just inserts himself into people's lives like that. Yeah,
I think he's gonna be at Harvest Fest, and there might be some weird shit going down.
I mean, it's just one of those things, just like, yep, that's weird, and just keep walking.
Dave Chips told me he got real weird. It's Dave Linder, by the way. yeah, Dave Chips told me that he's getting real weird, and he wouldn't explain himself, but I feel like there's some shit going down.
That's because Dave Chips probably doesn't remember.
Do you know anything about Harvest Fest? Anything going on?
No, why would I know anything about Harvest Fest?
Are you sure?
Positive. What do I look like? They're fucking coordinator? No.
Oh, it just seems like something you might be involved in, maybe. But, all right, man. Well, I still plan on going, so I'll see you there.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'll bring the Natterdays.
I'll bring chips or something.
That joke never gets old. Scene.
That's painful.
Don't know why, but yeah. I'm better as a cowboy, goddammit.
Yeah, shit. Okay, I mean, what really happened?
I was trying to get more information about what's going on at the Harvest Fest, and he was just a brick wall, so I don't think it really went well for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awkward, but
yeah.
But Beelzebub's like watching.
All right. Well, boo. Gotta move this pot forward, guys. Start making weird shit up. Let's go.
Yeah, that's a good call.
All right. Nick and I's character are gonna.
Again?
I mean, So I'm pulling up to Johnny Joe at the bar, which is where he's always at.
Yeah. That's about right.
Hey there!
Oh, hey, guy! Well, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. I got that.
Do you need a drink?
I do need a drink, yes. I
got. Waitress! Waitress! You bring two of those little red shots! The one of the Red Bull! Yeah, that one, thanks!
She's getting some for us, Rockwood. Yeah. How did I go?
I got the thing.
What?
I got the thing.
Oh, the thing! I couldn't hear you over the thoughts going on in my head. They're screaming just as loud as I am!
You seem all right there, man?
I'm just about where I usually am.
Okay, I explained it.
So.
All right, for real now. So.
So yeah, I got.
Did you talk to Dave?
I did, and
he told me you stonewalled him.
I think he knows.
He knows because he's in on it. He's part of the team.
Well, it helps if you tell your partner.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, I feel stupid.
As well you should. Oh God.
I just want you to know I got the thing, okay, damn it.
I'm going to need you. Okay, you got the thing. I got to let you know something.
Got the thing.
There's someone else in on it. Don't be mad. It is necessary.
As long as you know what you're doing.
I got the clown. I got the clown.
That clown.
That clown.
That clown that I hear awful things about.
Oh, that one!
You got that clown.
New high score?
You
oh
got
God.
That clown.
It's a Thumbs dream up. Team! Thumbs dream up. Team, my dude!
Cool. Well, I just wanted to let you know I got the
thing. Wait. I gotta let you know. The reason I bring it up... Dave does not like the clown. Dave does not like the clown. So, I'm gonna need you to keep that part to yourself. Do not let Dave know... That the clown is on the team. He can't know that.
Gotcha.
Okay. Gotcha. Waitress! Two more shots, please! Oh, God!
Ow! Ending. Okay.
Ow. It hurts.
What?
So...
I turned my mic away on purpose.
I mean, it's... You can't turn the volume down on that one.
No, I get it.
It's hard. It's making me sweat.
Johnny Joe sweats hard.
He does.
I don't know how that went for the dude.
That dude just kind of came in and got told what's going on.
he really didn't dominate the conversation at all. Didn't dominate the situation.
Come in. Hey, Johnny. Fucking drink. This is what's going on. See ya.
Johnny's a very large personality.
I would say he ran the...
Johnny's a very large personality.
That's not good for the dude.
I think it went well for you. Has Johnny got one more scene before the tilt?
Yeah, Johnny's trying to think. Johnny's trying to think what he wants to do. Let's see here. Trying to think. Dave, would you mind doing some plugs, doing some just dungeons with these plugs while I just take I need a good minute to think of how to twist this plot up a little bit.
Yeah, so what is going on in the
Well, I mean, as always, thank you guys for listening. You know, I love doing this show. We are currently working on our D&D campaign, still going strong. Still going strong.
The Strahd.
Yeah, the Curse of Strahd.
I actually made a reference to that in my other D&D campaign.
Really?
Yesterday. It said, you'll be well. And I go, all will be well.
Ah, I get it.
And then my DM looked at me and I go, well, all will be well. He's just, what the fuck?
What the?
And I was kind of hoping he'd get it because he said he'd read through the campaign a bit, but I guess he didn't really look into the Burgermeister too much.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was just one of your things.
I mean, it wasn't as prevalent in the actual book, but I kind of made it more because it just worked.
It made it a lot more fun.
Yeah. But we got that going on. We are working on, I'm working on a new campaign called Monster of the Week, which I'm really excited for. It's like, it won't get out of my brain, so I have to do it.
Oh, yeah?
And also, I think Brian Martin was talking about doing Shadowrun, running some Shadowrun. So we got a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool role-playing stuff. And Nick's got a bunch of board games that been wanting
a
to play.
A whole lot. That Trogdor one.
Yeah, I want to play Trogdor so bad.
It's real bad.
That one's going to be fun. Started that Robin Hood one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Robin Hood.
We started to get down on our Star Wars Legion.
Yes, we have not even touched it.
No. We touched. We put them together.
Monopoly Zelda.
That's fun.
Why not?
That one's fun.
Why not? It's
Monopoly.
About playing board games and such.
Monopoly might actually translate all right.
Yeah, it won't be too bad.
Maybe. Yeah, because you got to announce everything you're doing.
I've never finished a game of Monopoly. It's always said when someone throws the board. So.
Where everybody gets so sick of dealing with that one guy winning, they quit.
Yep.
Which is kind of the also end of the happens. Game. That's the end of the game when everybody quits.
Everybody quits.
It's like that little kid crying because he ran out of money because of taxes.
Yeah, taxes. Same little dude.
Oh, hey, taxes.
Wait till you grow up.
Doesn't end.
All right.
You got it?
I think I got it. I mean, as well as we're gonna. All right, I'm gonna meet fucking Beelzebub. Was at that creepy ass warehouse again, where he lives, I think.
I'm just gonna go ahead and turn my mic off when you guys talk. Pick up all this.
All right. Beelzebubbles, I told you I didn't want to be in this dirty ass warehouse anymore.
You gotta do what you gotta do, Beelzebubbles. But the Beelzebubbles is around.
Can you not breathe right in my face like that? You smell like whiskey.
Oh, whiskey's the best.
It smells good when it's going into my face from the bottle, not when it's coming off of your tongue.
Oh, you never shotgun a shot with someone before? No. Oh, come on, Johnny Joe, let's try it again.
Is that a bottle in your hand? I mean, I'll take the bottle. Give me the bottle.
Here.
Oh, no! No, get away!
Beelzebubbles puts the bottle in his mouth and pours it on Johnny.
Beelzebubbles! We need to get serious for a second here, dude.
What's not serious about drinking drinks from each other's mouths?
That is part of the reason why I had to come to you and talk before we head out to the Harvest Fest.
Well, let's hurry up and do it then, if that's what you need.
Listen! We have got a lot of, what would you say, moving parts in this grand opera of ours. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I always understand what you're saying.
So,
do you understand what you're saying?
I understand that it's your, not so much your shtick as much as it's your whole fucking life, but we're gonna have to tone it down just a little bit. Just a little. Because your newest little pet project, I don't know what you're going for here, but I need Dave Chip to be in the tippy-toppest of his mind. His mind needs to be at the tippy-top of the cage.
Well, he kissed me and I liked it.
No, that is not how it happened. You always take things so sexually. I understand.
It feels good.
Okay. We're gonna take it down just a notch. You and I are gonna drive down separate from the rest of the team because I don't want you breathing in Dave's ear. He doesn't like that, and I need him to be at the tippy top of his game.
Here, just oil him up, and he'll be just fine.
Yeah, I'll take the oil. Yeah, I'll keep the oil.
I keep some extra just in case.
Can I keep the bottle too?
Oh yeah, have it. I got a warehouse here.
I'll see you Saturday. At insert time here.
Insert time now.
Cut.
Thanks for running with my terrible joke.
Yeah. I figured it'd be better if we ran with it.
You gotta run with something.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I guess it went well for you.
Yeah,
you
pretty well. You conveyed the plan. Well, I don't know. This guy's pretty unpredictable, but it sounds like it went well.
I tried to convey that he can't creep you out too much because you need to be...
But then I gave you oil for him.
And that's heading towards an interesting plot point. I'm excited for
this. This is weird.
It's going to get even weirder.
This is weird. But I think it went well.
Yeah, cool.
Get one of them good ones.
Yeah.
Great.
Now we're at the tilt.
I think that went well because it went really even. Yeah. As much as, like, Beelzebub Bubbles tried to get you to just do everything uncomfortable.
I was down for about half of it.
The other half kind of downed on you, but you drank it off yourself.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm all right.
It's not the first time you drank whiskey from yourself.
That's true. That is also true.
All right. So everyone remember how the tilt works? We roll our dice. Subtract your, if you have any good dice, or subtract them.
All right. So. So high red and high red goes first, black goes second, picking the two categories,
and the other tilt. Two will pick that will define the tilt.
I have 8 red.
So that means Austin has the most red. Austin will pick the first tilt category.
The tilt.
Oh, we need to roll the dice too.
All right.
The ones that aren't used yet.
Roll the dice.
It's a little roll of the day.
It's hot in here.
It is warm in here.
A little.
Glad I got my shirt off.
Paranoia.
Great. That's exactly what we need.
Who has the what do you have for... You and I are the only one that have black dice. Bad dice.
Yeah, I have a 3 and a red and then 2 and a black. So I have 1, I believe.
I have 2, so I would pick the other. Which one did you use?
Do I even get the... that's a 4, isn't it? Can I pick that?
Paranoia?
Or can I use mine?
There's no 5.
There's no 5.
There's no 5.
Hey, man, what do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6?
Yes.
Mayhem.
Makes sense.
Perfect.
Nice.
I'm going to pick...
I wish I had that paranoia. That would be great.
Oh, it's already there. It's just ingrained in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick... This will be interesting. I'm going to take this 3 and pick innocence.
Okay. So then I get to define first... And then Zach
does we'll define the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, either one you have. What do we have work with here? We got 4s, a 2, a 6, and a 1.
1, 2, 4, 6. Wow. The Mayhem one could be a lot of fun. And then you said innocence. Ooh, someone's not so innocent after all. That'd be interesting. 1, 2, 4, 6.
Yeah.
A neighbor wanders into the situation.
Oops.
Collateral damage. A well-meaning stranger intervenes.
For innocence?
For innocence. I don't know. I'm checking my... I'm going to go with mayhem. Frantic chase. I didn't think this could turn into a chase thing, but... Out of control rampage always sounds fun. Magnificent self destruction. I'm just gonna go with an out of control rampage. Number 1.
Boom. All right, out of control rampage.
All right. So now I pick innocence.
You have to define the innocence with a
2, 4, 6.
2, 4, 6.
A neighbor wanders into the situation, for sure.
I like that one, too. Yeah. So. Yeah. All right, so we have a neighbor walks into the situation, and we have a rampage. Out of control rampage. All right. So...
Is it Harvest Fest Day?
I'm thinking it's Harvest Fest Day.
Yeah. Harvest Fest Day. That's some shit that's going to happen.
And it's like an all-day thing, too, so we could...
All evening and night.
That's right. Yeah.
So you could start it as we're driving to it, or
yeah, because you're starting the scene off.
Yeah, you start. You're starting us off.
Beelzebub Bubbles.
Creepy fuck.
Damn it. This is going to be with that guy.
The dude.
The dude. I'm going to close the door because...
Say some creepy shit.
I'm going to say some fucking creepy shit. This is going to be in that dude's garage as he's coming out to get into his car. And there's Beelzebubbles waiting for him. Well, hey there, guy. How you doing?
Holy fuck! Hi.
Thanks for joining the party.
Thanks for creeping everybody out.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I hear you're giving Dave a ride to the party.
Yep, that's the plan. It's something we usually
do. Yeah, I'm going to need one too, and you're getting me there.
No.
Fine. I ride in the trunk.
As long as it's not my trunk, that's cool.
Oof. Maybe later if you play your cards right. Where if I play mine?
Fine, stay in the trunk of the car, and don't make a peep.
Well, peep. You might want to play that music up because I'm going to be listening hard.
Such a creep. Why did I agree to this?
Because you know why. You were a part of that last incident, and I know all about it.
Yeah. I mean, no. Yeah. I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
We're going to need to stop and get some whiskey on the way.
You know, I hear you were a whiskey fiend, but I smelt you before I saw you. And
yeah, here's $30. Just fucking do it.
Asshole.
See you when we get there.
Scene.
Oh my god.
Gross.
Well, you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to give you a good time. You've had... Three good, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Dave. How do I say like that, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Well, I guess I'll just meet with dude again, and we'll meet. You're picking me up. He isn't in the fucking trunk.
Jesus. Yep.
God, what the fuck?
What is going on?
What have I done with my life to get to this point?
Hey, Dave.
Baby. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, you ready to go?
Yeah, I wonder if it was cool. Tyler was wondering if he can catch a ride too. You remember Tyler? He's the one that's always sad in my band.
Yeah, the one that always looks like a youth minister. Yeah.
I really wish you wouldn't say that, Dave. Every time I introduce me to someone. He's cool though.
Yeah, that's fine. He might have to make room, but yeah, that's fine.
Appreciate it, man.
Yep.
So, you ready for fucking Harvest Fest?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm pretty ready.
Yeah, by the way, if it smells like whiskey in here, it's not me.
Do you spill whiskey in your car? What the fuck?
No,
We're driving like an hour away, right?
I got coerced by the god of trickery to have him ride in the back of my trunk. So...
What? What?
So, yeah, there's that. You ready to go?
The fucking clown's in the goddamn trunk?
He said he'd be quiet, okay?
What the fuck?
He wouldn't mess with us, and yeah, he said he'd be quiet.
Why? Okay?
Because he coerced me. That's coercing, Dave. That's how that works.
No! You could have told him no! This is a really small car!
I tried!
Why is he in the goddamn trunk?
Cause he's tricky, okay?
I am not cool with this.
You look him in the eye and tell him that.
I don't want to fucking talk to him. What? All right.
Well, ready to go?
I guess. Let's fucking do this.
Vroom, vroom.
So we'll be on. Just give me. I gotta set some more stuff up.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Dave Chips is ready for tonight. If you know what I mean.
Is he? He came ready to take care of business?
He fucking did.
Good.
So I have heard you're also on our little team.
Hey, what are you guys what talking you mean? About?
Winky, winky.
Can we
winky.
Listen to Off With Their Hands?
Shut up, Tyler. Oh, Dave, I don't know what you mean. Wink, wink.
Off With Their Heads.
I got the thing.
You got everything?
I got the thing.
All right. So, we're not to deal with the clown, though, are we?
I think he's in it.
No.
It wasn't my... We'll talk about it when we all get there, okay? No.
As long as you're ready with the stuff, with the thing.
I got it.
Then,
shows him object through my sweater jacket that I'm wearing, but not the object.
Insert object here.
Insert object here.
All right, man. Well, let's, can we stop and get tacos real quick?
Dave, you just ate.
Yeah, but it's been like 10 minutes.
Okay, as long as it's straight tacos.
Scene.
All right. That was good. That set up some stuff.
So Dave is now in
you
on
You also
it.
Have to ride to Harvest Fest with the fucking clown in the back of the car now.
Really hope that we just kind of get to Harvest Fest, guys.
Yeah.
A lot of car time going on here.
Yeah. So, is that going well for Dave?
Yes, I think that went well for Dave.
Yay.
Say that went well for Dave.
Okay, so we have now arrived at Harvest Fest. Get out of the car, get everybody out. Everybody's on their way. I find a dark urinal and talk to Beelzebubs.
Oh, of course.
There is one outhouse at Harvest Fest.
Okay, so we're going
to
talk.
You're not just opening the trunk and talking to me.
No, you're not. You're just going to appear.
Everyone's there. Everyone's run off, and they're having fun at the Harvest Fest.
I figure, like, oh, where's Beelzebubs? Like, well, there's a dark outhouse over there. He's probably over there. Oh, hey.
Hey there, guy. How you doing?
I'm,
You want some whiskey, don't you? That's why you came to find me. You wanted some of this
whiskey. Yeah, you got me.
Oh, straight from the mouth.
Now we got that out of the way, we gotta set some ground rules, man. You are freaking Dave Chips out.
Dave Chips will be fine, because Dave Chips is Dave Chips.
What did you do to freak him out so much?
He kissed me.
Oh. That's why.
I still taste his tongue. The whiskey doesn't help.
You gotta promise me you're not gonna do that tonight, dog.
I didn't want to kiss him. He wanted to kiss me.
That's besides the point.
It's all right. I already got Johnny Joe.
I already gave Johnny Joe something
to help with Dave, and it's gonna be all right. Just count on Johnny Joe.
I'm just saying, this thing needs to go off without a hitch.
Hey, you're the one with the hitch in the back of your car.
Anyways.
And I'm not the one that told old Dave that I was in the car to freak him out on the way here.
Yeah, I don't think that he was going to smell the whiskey sooner or later, dog.
There's Febreze and one of them little tree ornaments in your
mirror.
That
does not hide your stink, okay?
It doesn't hide yours either.
That's besides the point. We're not talking about me. We're talking about you here.
When's the last time you did the laundry in the back of that thing? You really need to do it now, because I made a mess.
Thanks for the warning. Probably you can just have all that.
Oh no, I don't want much left of that.
God damn.
Alright, and fucking see.
God. This is by far the weirdest bit of role-playing I've ever done in my goddamn life.
In a minute, yeah. Well, it sounds like it's not going to go off with the problem.
I don't know. What
he did. He did expose there. He exposed the fact that you. Johnny Joe went to him to tell him not to freak Dave out, and then you freaked Dave out, and he called you out on freaking Dave out. So now there is unrest on the team.
There is, yeah. I don't think that went well then.
Okay.
You're ruining my perfectly half laid out plan. Johnny Joe's plan. That Johnny Joe doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know.
Still not sure what we're doing here. All right. So Johnny Joe has arrived in Boner Jovi's double chopper.
The stretch double chopper?
Yeah.
With the...
That you could
have been spinners.
Yeah, you totally could have been on that, but you decided you wanted to in the back of the dude's fucking. I don't even know what he drives, but it sure as fuck ain't no double stretch chopper. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so
it's a Prius. Let's be honest.
So I'm gonna go talk to Dave Chips. This is after...
The first band?
This is after you performed.
Oh, Chips played this show.
Did you, or are you just there hanging out?
We played. Tyler's there, so it makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Tyler wouldn't be there otherwise.
Oh.
Oh, called out. He doesn't listen to the show either.
At him.
At you.
We'll tag him when we post it, just saying, like, we riff on Tyler for, like, a lot of the episode.
But we love him.
Okay, well, so...
I absolutely love Tyler.
All right. So,
it's on character.
Dave!
What's up, Johnny?
Dave! Oh!
Johnny!
That was an excellent performance, oh God!
Thanks, I forgot half the fucking words!
I know, oh God!
Actually said pizza instead of pizza.
Oh, pizza sounds great!
I don't know what it is.
Come on, get your sweaty self over here. We need talk. Come on. Oh.
Okay.
It's almost time. It's almost time for us to do what we gotta do.
It's almost time?
It's almost time. Maybe it's right now.
Right now? Like, right before Lucifer's plays?
What do you think? Is Maddie playing tonight?
Yeah, they're playing last. They always play last.
Oh! It's gonna be a lot more noticeable if he disappears before they play!
Yeah. Maybe we can somehow change the lineup. Oh, I know, I like
it. Unless we cause a scene, and Dwarf never even makes it to the stage!
What kind of scene are we talking about? Can it involve burgers?
Of course it can involve burgers! And tacos! And... oil! Oh, Dave!
I told you, man, you I don't do happens? That anymore.
You know what happened?
I don't do that anymore after that
you
incident.
You owe me! You owe...
After the
owe,
incident!
You owe me!
Classic. What are you watching?
Sorry, that was my ringtone. I forgot to silence my phone. Yeah, Dave, you owe me. I'm gonna put this oil on you. I'm gonna spread it all over you, and it's gonna turn you into the superhuman form of Dave, motherfucking Chips, and then mayhem. Are you ready?
I guess I do owe you.
See. I don't know what that was.
I don't know either.
It was very sexy though.
It was well timed.
It was sexy music. It was sexy.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. Hit play on your keyboard again.
No, we're not doing this right now.
Maybe you should move your keyboard somewhere else.
Probably a good idea. Okay, so
I'm gonna say that was good.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, you're
trying to set it in motion.
You have Dave. I think Dave Chips is the tilt. You see the mayhem tilt.
I think so.
You just used the mayhem tilt for.
And I also used my what the fuck object of Dave Chips in a wild rage. All of that.
Yep.
These things are gonna happen.
Things cool. Are now in motion.
All right. So do we have another red die? Or are we just gonna remember?
If you don't have one, just try to remember.
Easy to remember that you're killing it.
Killing it.
All right, so that brings us back to the final Beelzebub bubble.
The final Beelzebub bubble scene.
Is it the final scene for him? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it is.
Final scene for Beelzebub bubbles.
Well, I mean, final time you're directing the scene.
Yeah.
You might still, you know, fall into someone else's story. Got to stretch himself out real quick.
Okay, so
figure it out.
I'm figuring it out. I got a bunch in my head, and I'm just trying to.
You want us to distract while you?
Yeah, distract while
kinda,
I'm thinking.
Kind of get yourself there. Cool.
Get myself here because that result was perfectly timed. So.
What you got to plug, Nick?
So, if I'm not mistaken, this is going to air, as of the time of this recording, this weekend, which means we'll just be a couple weeks away from the actual Harvest Fest.
That's true, yeah. Shakedown also.
So, the Shakedown is going to be the week after this. So this is, you're listening to this on Sunday, and Friday, Saturday of this coming week is the Shakedown in Mulberry.
You should totally be there. It's going to be awesome.
Dave's band, Mr. Dave's Chips.
Yep, Chips are playing.
Saturday. And
Weed Beast playing.
We're playing Saturday too.
It's a stacked lineup. Like,
oh, there's
both days are fantastic.
Oh yeah, I'll be there both days. We're actually going to be doing some kind of Dungeons with Dudes. I talked to Jake about that. He asked if I wanted to do Brews with Dudes. And he's like, well, you could technically do both if you wanted. So
nice, sweet. We can figure something out. That'd be cool.
Might bring the throw burrito.
That would be fun.
That's always a
classic.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of, like, party-type games, too, that might be fun during Shakedown.
Right.
Yeah, come early and get the party going that way.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I'm already excited anyways, but I'm even more excited.
Yeah, I'm very ready for it. Shakedown was one of my favorite shows last year.
Yeah.
It's
always a blast, every time.
We live-streamed everyone's performances last year. I think we're going to do it again.
Oh, nice.
If we get our better cameras by then, which I'm hoping we do, then we keep talking about doing a DVD for it. That would be really cool.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd buy that.
I'd make that. and then, so we're, this is obviously fictitious, all this entire fucking fiasco that we're doing, but it's based around Harvest Fest, which is an actual event.
Right.
That's going to be happening beginning of September, and... Boner Jovi, Johnny Joe, is the alter ego of one of the vocalists in Boner Jovi. So if you're listening to this, and for some reason, I guess maybe like the D&D crew, like Watson Buckles, they've not heard Johnny Joe before.
That's true, they've not. Yeah.
So this is an actual thing I do on the regular. Johnny Joe, that voice is not a one-time thing.
I'm well aware of Johnny Joe.
Beelzebubbles is a...
Beelzebubbles is another
character,
you know,
that actually...
Didn't actually kiss Dave Chips a little bit, no. But he does creep people out.
He does show up at most outhouse shows.
Yes. Those are other things. So, let's... You ready to show us how this fictitious Harvest Fest is gonna wind up?
Yeah. Fictitious.
I'm ready to go.
The fictitious one.
Fictitious.
Alright. Do you have the scene with
that guy?
The dude. That one guy?
Not the dude. That dude.
That dude.
The lowercase T dude. The dude.
That guy.
Yeah.
This dude over here.
Assad.
Assad.
You know how you were asked to keep Dave calm and keep Chips in line? What the fuck do you think this is? And now look what we got here. Some fucking neighbor just walked up and you're taking care of him.
Why do I gotta do... Okay.
Because you fucked up with Dave. Now you...
You're helping me.
Nope. I got a special friend for you.
No.
Oh yeah, I got a little messy here. All loaded up on mushrooms just for you. And he's gonna make sure you do it right.
Messy Jesse. Son of a bitch. What have you done?
He's lost teeth for less, so I bet you better do this.
Oh my god. I don't agree with this.
Don't worry. I got something just right to help you out. Here are 500 jello shots.
Are all you the just... same flavor?
It says there's four, but I added a fifth. There might be a sixth because it got a little mixed.
You hand out jello shots,
you give most of them to that fucking neighbor guy, and you get him the fuck out of here.
I will take care of it.
Good.
Done.
Okay.
All right.
Way to bring that second tilt in.
Yeah. So, cool. I think that went well for you.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say so.
Cool.
Yeah, just make sure you know.
Yeah, I was
He's aware that he's killing it.
Aware that I'm killing it. No, it was, you know, somehow get the neighbor in there. Because I don't know how else that would have went. But somebody else would have to pull it in while Dave's raging.
So, yeah, now it's my scene.
Yes.
I am currently raging. I am the tilt. This is weird.
Yes.
So is the neighbor is getting uncomfortable.
You're raging, and you've been raging, so I went and got him and notified him of the neighbor that came up and put him in charge.
Of getting him wasted.
Of getting him wasted and the fuck out of there with messy Jesse Davis all loaded up on mushrooms and jello shots and forcing it.
Are you done?
More.
All right. Okay. And we can have open scenes, too. So if we need to do a scene with the neighbor, then we can.
All right.
But I'm trying to think what I would do. I'm in a rage. I guess, you know, since I'm in a rage, I guess I would... I'm talking to the clown. No, I'm not talking to the clown.
I'm not talking to the clown.
You know what? I'm talking to the goddamn clown. I'm in a rage. All right, you fucking clown.
All right, fucking Dave. You're looking nice and shiny and good.
Get the fuck out of my way, but I know you're in this goddamn plan. Just stand on my fucking way.
Well, Maddie's right fucking there, you psychopath.
Fucking going. Give me more tacos. Not from you, though.
Your fucking buddy's got jello shots. Stay out of the way, because old Messy's over there.
Yeah, tell him, Bubbles.
All right, so I'm gonna fucking go for Maddie right now.
Hurry up before I kiss you again.
Fucking weird. Existence is pain. Let's do this.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Scene.
Okay.
I don't think it's gonna go bad for Dave Chips.
No, I thought that went well. You told the clown off, and he encouraged you to go.
Fair enough.
That's
so
fair. Well,
that's fair. All right, so I'll just do one of these.
Yep.
Got one bad die.
Yep.
Three good.
You focused your rage instead of just losing control. And you told Bubbles off a little bit.
I did.
You faced your fear.
This is the weirdest role-playing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
It's weird to role-play yourself and your alter ego.
Well, I guess this is the point where the dude has to take care of the neighbor.
Are you gonna do it?
I'm gonna take care of the neighbor.
Who wants to be the neighbor?
I can't be because I'm probably gonna be messy this time.
Nick, you wanna be a neighbor?
I can be the neighbor.
You wanna be the neighbor?
Yep.
What kind of neighbor are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be Chad Kyle.
Chad Kyle?
Chad Kyle.
Keep in mind, it is Kokomo.
It's Kokomo. And the people are not young people around that area.
No, I got this.
What's up? Is it Chad?
Yeah, dude, sup?
Dude, how you like them jello shots?
Dude, I've had like fucking 30 of them, man. I got 4 out of the 5 flavors. There was one that was like kind of mixed.
You like try the mix? I heard the mix was the best.
It was irony.
Irony.
It's like blood flavored, dog. Oh,
come on, man. Take some more. Come on, take some more.
Yeah, some more.
Can you get... Get that? What the fuck is that?
Oh, it's just messy. It's just messy. It's cool.
Gee, god damn.
You know me. I asked you to make sure this was all going down, man. You said this was...
Hold on. You can't be throwing deuces up here. You can't be doing that, man.
Dude. They're all kind of...
You're going to have to go settle down somewhere, dog.
Yeah,
like,
you're going to... I'll just kind of
hear
me.
Hear me. I'll help you out to the car. Just like settle down, kinda, dog. Like,
don't put your...
Whoa.
I'm gonna swing on you.
Hey man, step back.
If I spill my monster because of this, I'm gonna be pissed.
Find some drywall to hit then.
You fucking. Hey, what
dude,
the
Kyle.
Fuck did you just say to me?
Dude, Kyle, settle down. He's just trying to help you out, Kyle. Just trying to help you, dog.
Just trying to help you, man. Just
don't act. Don't act like I'm not in controlling of my facilities.
You're all in control, man. We got you.
I mean,
all good, dog.
I got me.
You got your
friends.
Man, I'm back.
Hold my hold my monster.
We're all friends here, dog. Friends here, dog.
You.
dog.
Hey. Is he still breathing? Pour this in his pants. All of it in his pants. Make it look like he pissed himself.
I don't want to do it. He's probably okay. Yeah.
Oh no, it's great. We do it all the time. Just ask Maddie. Hey, where's Maddie?
Ed Teed.
Wow. That was the best role-playing Nick's ever done.
That was super convincing. Nick might deserve the point more than me in this one.
Okay.
So
I mean, you did what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get Chad Kyle wasted as fuck, and he passed out.
So. He did.
So. And Messi did what he would do at that point too.
Take a good and
so just pull a bad in the side and leave.
These two are actually bad.
Alright. Well,
this is the last scene, right?
I know.
The apex.
It's been fun though. It's been a really weird game. I'm interested to play this again. This
maybe with like the same
play set.
Same play set with different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of wild stuff. Nick and I put a lot of weird stuff in here.
We'll go over some of them when we're done. But all right. I guess Johnny Joe's gonna try to wrap this up. So there's probably, you know, about 100 people here or so, and Chad really, really smashed a good chunk of them, but everyone's wasted. Everyone's wasted at this point. Shit's getting out of control. Can we agree that Dave might have, there might have been some collateral damage on the way to Maddie because he's just in a rage.
Yeah, he probably.
The music has stopped at this point. It's gotten wild enough, right? It's gotten wild enough. People are like, what the fuck is going on? Where's Maddie? I'm gonna run up to Dave, who is just kind of taking a breather. He kind of ran out into the woods a little, and he's out there just kind of getting a breather.
Still in care. Dick! What's up, man? Dick! The fuck's up?
That was wild! That was wild! Oh, God! Talk about out of control,
man! You know what happened when you brought the oil, man?
I knew what I was getting myself into! I knew what we were doing!
I got Maddie over here by this tree.
Is he... Did you take care of him?
I mean, he's right there.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
But we gotta make him disappear!
I mean, we could put him somewhere else. That makes him disappear.
Jake! That wasn't part of the deal!
What? I thought we were just, like, moving him somewhere else.
Mr. Naxon is not gonna accept this. We have got to take care of this guy.
I thought...
Get him in the trunk!
No, but...
Get him in the trunk, Dave Chips!
That's not what I agreed upon. I thought this was just, like, the weird outhouse doom room thing. I didn't know we were actually...
This ain't no... This ain't no joke! This ain't no joke!
I'm not doing that.
Dave! But no laws! No laws! Existence is pain!
You're right.
Get Maddie, and let's get on the double chopper. We're not gonna kill him. We're just gonna take him on the chopper.
Okay, I'm in. Let's get him.
And with that, Dave Chips throws Maddie on his back, and him and Johnny Joe march up to the double chopper and fly away.
Wait. One more bonus scene with Beelzebubbles?
Why? You can add it in. You can add that in.
Yeah.
Because everyone gets to wrap up.
Yeah. So I think that went well for you.
Yeah, that's fun. I wasn't sure how that was going to go. You're like, I'm not killing him.
I'm not killing him.
Dog, I thought this was just like for YouTube videos.
It's like I added that in there?
I thought this was me and my friends acting...
Just acting like crazy.
We're doing crazy stuff that we didn't pre-plan in any way.
All right, so...
Never, not once.
Not premeditated.
Everyone roll the dice for the aftermath.
Dice first. Two.
Fucking 16.
Fan fucking tastic.
Tippy top.
Do you have the book? Oh, you got the book.
Yes, sorry.
What'd you get?
Alright, so the way this works is you subtract your good die, which is the white die, is like.
The red die stuff. Is like.
Yeah. Who wants to go first? Should I just go first?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Let me get to the right page.
We got the same.
Did you?
Yeah.
Damn. We're doing just fine. I'm scared to see what a perfect ending for Beelzebubbles is, though. Oh, it's probably not good for Dave.
it's probably not good for anybody.
This is a weird character, Austin.
Beelzebubbles wasn't pre-planned. He just happened.
Yeah, he has more depth, and it's even creepier.
And he's fueled by alcohol and madness and chaos.
Was this performance canon Beelzebubs?
This is most definitely canon Beelzebubs.
Cool, sweet.
This is like that little "I pulled you to the side and I'm fucking with you" stuff.
All right, so I got an 8 in the good, or the white, basically.
Yeah.
All right, so I got nothing to crow about.
Cool.
Not better, but not way worse either. Maybe the car is wrecked, or your wife is leaving you, or there's a court date. But compared to some of the other people, you know. All right, so we'll say Dave Chips gets into the double chopper with Maddie. And we successfully make Maddie disappear.
Excellent.
and then Dave is banned from every outhouse show ever.
Because of the wild oiled up rage. Because of
the wild oiled up rage. And there might be a slight lawsuit with the neighbor.
Which he doesn't remember much of at all. Which
he doesn't remember much of. That's really it. I don't know what else.
Yeah.
Nothing really changed.
No, you're just, now you're involved in Johnny Joe's ridiculous...
Yeah.
Plot to make
out. Yeah, that might be, like, and now I'm in something that.
You're involved.
Way over my head for something I didn't know.
I'm excited for whatever follows.
You involuntarily signed up for, but never said no.
Yep. Pretty much.
I didn't want to do this, but. Charlie Joe, when he's yelling at you, you're like,
can't help it. Can't help it.
It's like he's screaming charisma at you.
All right, dude.
Okay, so I got a 4, the white. You see, yeah.
Oh, I closed the thing.
David.
Oh, David.
Do you have yours ready, Austin?
No, I haven't seen the thing yet.
Oh. Yours is fan-fucking-tastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Everything that could... you get everything you want. Everything went well. That's what it means. It absolutely is as perfect. 110%. Anything that you could possibly desire, it all happened.
Bitter. You know what it's like to be utterly crushed, casually brought low, forced to eat your own words, and stand mute and powerless before your enemies. They gloat, and you are helpless.
Wow.
Well, so it sounds like...
You didn't make it on the chopper?
No, I did not make it on the chopper. I did not make it in another way vehicle. The outhouse probably beat my ass because you saw me come with Bon Jovi and...
Boner.
Boner Jovi.
Boner Joe 6.
Boner Joe 6.
Johnny Joe Boner.
I'm probably implicated in the missing Maddie.
Yep, yeah, you're definitely implicated in that.
I'm bitter.
Alright. Cool. I got 16 White High, which is fan-fucking-tastic.
Oh, God.
It's fat times ahead, safe and secure. That thing that would make your life better? Oh, you got it. Absolutely. And then some. And then some more. Enjoy it. So, Johnny, he has been embarrassed by both Outhouse and Dave Chips before.
That's true.
And not only did he get Dave Chips back on the side of Boner Jovi and the Doom Room, but he got him back in a huge way. You know, he's got him on.
Yeah, he's full on board now.
Implicated in a kidnapping. He's on the chopper with him. He successfully, you know, no one even remembers the first guy we stole. The first guy that we made disappear. The dude and I. It was just, you know, one of their friends. And they're like, what happened? And now we've got one of the main outhouse dudes. Maddie is in our custody.
Just like his flag.
And no one can quite make out what he's saying, but he's definitely, he gets on and he makes the cell phone call to Mickey Nax and to let him know that it went according to plan. The job went well. And, you know, Yeah, we lost the dude along the way, but Johnny made off just fine.
All right, so now it leaves the
old Beelzebubbles.
Demented clown.
Demented clown. Was that fan-fucking-tastic?
Yep, the thing I just read.
Fat times. So Beelzebubbles, his whole plot was to wreck the Harvest Fest. To see it just go into absolute chaos. And through little handoffs and situations before it even happened, all his pieces went directly as planned. And Johnny Joe Boner, the wild card, worked to his benefit perfectly. Perfectly. And you know what?
Controlled chaos. That's what we've
got.
He brought absolute controlled chaos while not only tormenting Dave and leaving his life worse, he also found a new whipping boy in the dude.
Ooh. your new pet project.
He's my new pet project. And yet.
Gross.
And yet, heightened his trust between him and the outhouse even more by his sidekick Messi and showing him a good fucking time.
You did it.
You just played both sides.
You did it. You definitely did it.
Did you make it onto the chopper?
No, he stayed for the chaos.
He stayed for the chaos.
Chaos.
How he wanted.
And I kind of want to see Joe for the Boner Joe 6 performance.
Boner Joe didn't perform.
Sure they did.
They didn't. I ran away.
You ran away, but I filled in for Johnny Joe on the performance.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, the last part was boo.
Boo that. But
he's a terrible singer, so yeah.
That was a wild ride.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah.
It's cool to, like, I know we didn't spend like a ton of time on this, but it's cool to like put like see our work come to fruition. You know?
Yeah. I don't think that what we wrote in any way was the hindrance. It was a lot of awkwardness.
Yeah.
I think we need to like play not us or any of our characters.
That was my hardest part. I was
perfectly fine with my how I played it. But yeah.
Like, it took me a while to get like the whole Beelzebubbles mindset, because normally I have to like be fully dressed and everything and just be like all clowned out. And then I can just really focus on being the clown. And now I had to just not be a clown, but try to be the clown.
We should do this again, though. I'd like to do this on the show.
Yes.
This place.
We will. I feel like we will definitely be bringing it back, and we'll go in and maybe make some tweaks or. That's just it. There's still so many things that we didn't
touch upon.
We didn't get to I guess that. So that's it for our breakdown of how the episode went. We're gonna go into a little bit of the behind the scenes here. So. If you're familiar with Fiasco, if you've listened to it before, you got an idea of, you know, you pick your relationships with the characters, you pick the location that things happen, you can pick an object, and you pick your, like, what your character's needs are.
Yeah, like motivations.
When Dave was in a wild rage, oiled up, that was an object that I used, that my character used. So Austin's object was the 500 Jello shots.
Mm-hmm.
So other objects, we got something that you could get off Wish.com that's most definitely not for butt things.
forgot about that one.
So, enough White Claws to destroy a nation. You know, so the location was an event. It was a specific event. There's a whole other category of all the Doom Room locations. There was a downtown Lafayette locations.
There was just liquor stores.
There's liquor stores. Yeah. So there was
even the Fifth Quarter Lounge down in Indy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, you know, we could do this exact same playset and it look and feel absolutely nothing like this one. This was creepy. This was a weird episode, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but
no,
it was
just, it's fun.
It was
it's
weird.
All about
it was weird.
Full.
It was weird.
Everything's creepy with that clown.
It was different.
I'm glad that we got to flesh out some of these ridiculous characters that we only ever...
Yeah. We also have sidekicks, which is something that's not normally part of a...
Yeah, as one of the objects. We had, like, illegal objects, we had nostalgic objects, and then we had the what-the-fuck objects, and then we decided to do a sidekick. He didn't do a whole lot, but Dave's was Tyler.
Yeah, I didn't know what else to do, and Tyler's one of my best friends. I love making fun of him, but he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And then my sidekick was actually Messy Jesse Davis, and it says on shrooms.
Yeah, so that's how that was tied in. So a lot of things, you know, we're in a wave getting around all the different small bits and pieces.
My favorite sidekick, though, has to be Isis.
Yes.
Not the dog or the band.
The dog. Not the organization.
Or the terrorist organization.
Right. Yeah, my dog is Isis. Some of you listeners may have heard her on this episode before.
You've definitely heard her.
Oh, she's a deep-breathing bulldog.
She is.
She is.
You can hear from across the room is the thing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
She's a bulldog. It's what they do.
Yeah, right. She's a breathy girl.
And she licks Nick's elbow.
Oh, she loves my elbow. Oh, one of the illegal items you could get was 5 syringes full of military-grade super serum. In my head, I think I was trying to mix that with the oil that I gave you, God. And that's what caused you to go crazy. But, I don't fucking know. That was a lot of fun, though.
What about a super sick pair of pistols that will definitely implicate you in a crime?
That's a good one. The alien you stole in the Great Raid of Area 51 on September 20th, 2019.
Christ.
I like that one. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was weird, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be back with more Lafayette-centric fiascos. What are we going to call this one? A fiasco at Harvest Fest?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense. Are you,
we've always said a fiasco in or at.
Yeah.
A fiasco. I think you said out west.
You said a fiasco at Harvest Fest in the episode, so that works.
That would be nice. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be the one. And all joking aside, we are fucking coming for you, Outhouse, you sons of bitches.
It's happening.
It's coming back.
I'm Switzerland. Bias.
The feud is returning. I don't know if we're going to be kidnapping Maddie on a chopper, but...
Beelzebubble still has his flag.
You ain't getting it back.
Ain't getting it back.
All right, well, that's all I got.
These guys in this now.
Oh, yeah. You got anything you want to say, Dave? Final words?
No, other than thanks for listening. Make sure you check out all the other shows in Journey into Comics Network.
There's tons of them.
Brews with Dudes, Podcastrophy... All of them.
Foodies watching movies.
There's a poor.
It's not the Poor Report anymore. It's
Poor 360.
Yeah, that's what it is now.
Check that one out. You can listen to it on anything. Spotify.
Apple Music.
iTunes.
YouTube.
Stitcher. Spotify. Podbean.
Everywhere and anywhere.
All of it.
I've been told everywhere. I keep meaning to ask Nate for like a list. Because there's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
That I'm totally unaware of. So... Cool. That was a short one, too. It wasn't too long.
Well, nice.
Just under 9.5, so.
It goes a little quicker with 4 people, I noticed.
Yeah.
3 goes really quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then if you get 5 people and you get the 5 people that like to talk a lot, then it gets...
Yep. Yeah. I like... 5 is my favorite. I like playing with 5 people. Cool. Well, thank you, Austin and Zach, for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
This is a hell of a fiasco.
It was great.
I'm excited to listen back and hear how fucking loud Johnny's voice was.
It's gonna be a lot of editing in this episode.
You're gonna have to
can't turn it down.
You might have to edit them out of every mic.
Probably.
Yikes.
Probably. We'll see. All right. Well, thank you guys again for listening, and I guess we'll just have to catch you next time on another episode of Dungeons with Dudes.